Looking up, even when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams. Yeah, we're going to make those dreams come true. This is Toby, your self-empowerment trainer in the Genius Lab, where we help you realize your greatness. Now we're in number 7 of our new podcast series, Claiming Your Power. And this is based on my book, Release Your Shit and Reclaim Your Power. You can find that at tobychristensen.com or on Amazon. And today we're going to talk about getting rid of the load. Let go of the load. That's the message of today. It's based on a sentence that was rolling through my mind for weeks before I wrote the book and created the workshops that I'm doing now called Release Your Shit and Reclaim Your Power. And it's this. If your hands are filled with shit, how can they pick up the gold? Yeah. No shit, they can't. So the thing that I was thinking about is like, okay, so why wasn't this stuff manifesting in my life the way that Tony Robbins said it would if I bought his $5,000 program, or Brandon Burchard for his $10,000 program, or all the shit that I spent money on that didn't work? And it's basically, it all boils down to self-empowerment. There is not a person out there that has a program that's going to fix me. I got to do the fucking work. I got to get rid of the shit so I have room for the greatness. It's not that tough. And the thing that we do in our workshop, it's a 9-week series, and we start it somewhere in the world that's really fun. Like we spend a week in Hawaii, or we spend a week in up on Mount Shasta in California, or Taos, New Mexico, or Sedona, or, you know, some cool place that is inspiring, that opens our spirits to receive, and a place that's ready to relieve the shit we're ready to let go of, and a really positive energy place. So anyway, you can go to my website and check that out, tobychristensen.com. So, but the basics of today, we're going to talk about letting go of the load. If your hands are filled with shit, how can you pick up the gold? Okay. How many people live their lives allowing pain, victimness, blame, shame, and all that bullshit to prevent them from moving forward or even seeing the greatness that they are? You know, it's like, are you nuts? Like, why do you do this? And it's funny because the reason why a lot of people are stagnant and create these ruts for themselves, it's all subconscious. It's not like they're choosing to do these things. I mean, they're making choices that keep them unconscious, but you know, it takes a lot of work to get through this shit, and it's not easy. And hopefully this book makes it easier for you, and these podcasts help inspire you, and so on and so forth. But basically, when it's in the subconscious mind, it's outside of our awareness. So when it's outside of your awareness, how the hell are you supposed to know that it's even there? But this shit's been programmed into you like forever. Like some of it you came in with from your ancestors. In the village in Africa where I studied, they call them ancestral imprints. And it's like if great grandma and great grandma didn't finish their shit, it got passed down to grandma and grandpa. When they didn't finish their shit, it got passed down to mom and dad. And guess what? You got stuck with it. Me too. So the deal is, let's get conscious, let's work through this stuff and get it over with. Okay. So there's three primary aspects of yourself that are most commonly problematic in terms of dysfunction in your life. And of course the first factor is your mind. And, think about how much stuff you worry about, and some of it might not even be stuff that you have anything to do with. Okay. In other words, you wonder why you're concerned about certain things when they don't really pertain to you. But I'll bet you $100 that if you look back to your parents, your grandparents, or your great grandparents, I bet you don't have to go further than 3 generations. You'll find that issue is up. So you came in programmed to have that issue as a concern. Okay. Once you realize that, you're like, oh shit, man, I got tricked. Okay. So there's ways of dealing with that. And we get to that in the book, and we will get to it in the podcasts. But so the first and most important factor is your mind. What do you think about? What do you worry about? And what occupies your mind for the most amount of time? Okay? Because if your mind is full of shit, you will never create anything new. How could you? There's no room. So if we break it down, worry is probably the number one thing that people come to me about. They're worried about their health. They're worried about their kids. They're worried about the economy. They're worried about whatever. And basically people worry about two primary things. Number one, they worry about the past. And that seems kind of like crazy because you can't do anything about the past. But they talk about, you know, I cheated on my wife or my husband. I stole money from my employer. I embezzled money from my company. I, you know, there's millions and millions of things. I took drugs. I got drunk. You know, whatever it is. Dwelling on the past is like carrying a 100-pound anchor on your back every single freaking day. Okay. It doesn't always stop you completely in your tracks, but it sure the hell slows you down. Okay. Big time. And it causes fatigue and distress. You cannot imagine the fatigue that is on your body and on your energy field when you are stuck on worrying about the past. If there's something you need to do to clear it up, just fucking do it. Okay. And most of the time you can't do anything about it. So let it go. Okay, and we have techniques on how to do that. So we'll get to that. Don't worry. But basically just realize that you fuck yourself over more times than anyone else does. And there is a way to help that. Okay. And so because there's no way of doing it, dealing with it, another thing that we can do before we learn how, or one of the techniques that we can use to, sorry, I'm like getting my words all confused because I get so excited about this. This is really fun. One of the things that you can do to get rid of the past is called content reframe. Okay. We look at the past in a certain way. I am a bad person because I cheated on my wife or because I screwed my high school sweetheart and I didn't really love her and had no intention of having a relationship with her. I just wanted to get into her pants or whatever it is. Right. So we feel guilty and we feel bad. So if you can't get it out of your mind, the thing that's important is to reframe it. And a very simple reframing tool is to put things in a different context. For example, let's say you screwed up at work and you're scared shitless of your boss and he's like this giant, or she is like this giant, you know, vulture that is ready to pounce on you and suck your blood and kill you. And you're scared to death of them. And they call you in the office and you're like, oh shit, they found out about the report that I didn't file, or they found out about this or that, whatever it is. Okay. Instead of going in, seeing them as this big viable monster that's going to chomp your head off, do just the opposite. Think of a big orange dunce cap on them, a big red clown nose, white face, a giant smile, and big white puffy gloves. And every time they talk to you, imagine that this clown is talking in a voice that sounds like it's on helium. Okay? Now, the important thing here is don't burst out laughing if they're talking to you about something serious. But the thing that it does is it completely reframes the content of what's coming to you, or the context of what's happening. And it gives you a different state of mind. If you're thinking about talking to a clown, that's way easier than dealing with talking to a monster, unless you watched a bunch of horror movies and clowns are monsters, but we won't get into that. You get what I mean. Okay. So start to do some content reframe on the past, the things that you worry about, put them in a different frame of mind. There was one situation where somebody was scared of people and said, I can't trust people because I was in this fire and I was trying to get out and this guy blocked me and knocked me down so that I couldn't escape. Actually, when the situation was replayed, there was an explosion and the guy that knocked him down actually was saving his life. And it completely changed the whole context of his trust for people, because he realized that this guy was not trying to hurt him. He was trying to save him, and did save him. The other most common aspect of mental fuckery is worrying about the future. Okay. And Mark Twain said something, I'm an old man and have spent much of my life worrying about things that never happened. Okay, memorize that one, because 90% of the stuff you worry about is never, ever going to happen. Okay, so when you are putting this content reframe in, also in the future, this is in the future, I can do what I can do to influence what happens in the future. Okay. And it's important to worry, to think about this, not to worry about it. What am I saying? Remember the old adage, the stories you tell today create the outcome of tomorrow. Okay. So the thing that we want to do is, if you're worried about the future, just start telling new stories about it. Okay. As you release the shit from the past, it gives you room to start creating new aspects of the future. This is not about worrying about the future. It's about planning for the future. The stories you tell today create the outcome of tomorrow. And this is like really, really a big one. You know, our reality, okay, there's this thing where the stories you tell affect your emotional state, which affect your physical body, which affect your actions, which affects your results. Okay. So if you're, as you create a new reality, you create new emotions. Okay. So when you self-talk shit, when you value shit, when you feel emotionally shitty, guess what happens to your body and your spiritual energy? Okay. It gets shitty. But when you think about scarcity, you talk scarcity, you act scarcity, guess what? You create scarcity. You create lack of love, whatever it is that's your issue, okay? So conversely, when you think positivity, when you talk positively, when you act in alignment towards your desired outcome, okay? It's late at night and I'm down here doing podcasts instead of going to sleep because I made a commitment to myself to do a certain number of podcasts today so that you guys have some really cool information and you don't get stuck listening to the same old shit. So conversely, when you think positively, talk positively, act in alignment with your desired outcome, supported by your core values, that is exactly what you create in your life. So this is really, really big stuff. And when you read the book, as you get into chapter 7, chapter 8, things really start getting juicy and fun and exciting. And I would really encourage you to do the work. Okay. When you get the book, read it. Yeah. But then go back and read the program, right? Get down with the categories, do content reframe, look at the things that you worry about, look at the things from the past, change the content, right? Content reframe how you see them. Worrying about the future, what is a positive way that you can plan proactively? And this is a time to visit the Genius Lab, man. One simple Genius Lab session can change everything because we work on core values, core beliefs, mission, goals, and worldview. I mean, five things that are critically important if you're going to achieve what you want to achieve. If you put your actions, your thoughts, and then your actions in alignment with those things, with your core values, your core beliefs, and your mission particularly, your goals will be self-evident and it'll be easy to understand how you see the world because that's the thing that will either trip you up or motivate you. So spend some time going through these categories, spend some time looking at what you worry about, what you think about, and then look at how you can shift the things that no longer serve you towards the things that do. What are the positive outcomes that you can create in your life? And that is your goal for this week. I will be back with more podcasts, more fun. Remember, go to tobychristensen.com and buy the book, Release Your Shit and Reclaim Your Power. Have a great one.